learning, and more about kids immersed in luxury amenities universities have prioritized to justify obscene tuition. I'm Steve Woodward. Perpetually teed off.
Still a fairly comfortable start to the morning on this Wednesday. As we head from morning to midday, we'll see a slight uptick in humidity before it comes back down a bit for the afternoon, but still hot with highs 88 to 90 degrees. As we head into the evening, a few isolated storms possible. Overnight, it's quiet. Temperatures upper 60s and lower 70s. And by Thursday, we reach the mid to upper 80s, however, with a better chance of scattered late-day storms. I'm meteorologist Chris Michaels in the NCN Weather Center.
And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show. Mornings with the Leader Man. Here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. And heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Rise and shine.
Today is going to be
sweet.
You won't want to miss this.
It's National Banana Split Day.
Look, banana splits.
Today is National Banana Split Day.
I love banana splits.
Banana splits.
Banana splits.
Banana splits.
Eating banana splits all day.
Bananas. B-A-L-A-L-A-S.
Happy National Banana Split Day.
Showtime.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
Morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sandhills. It's time once again for Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams, along with Stephen Woodward this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Leader Man. Good morning, everybody, on this wistful Wednesday in the Sandhills.
Don't forget, of course, we are being heard around the world on a live audio stream. That's available to you from our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. When you get to our website, just click on the icon in the upper right-hand corner that says On the Air, Listen Live. Hit the link button and then the play button, and you're listening that quick anywhere in the world. Weather for us today here in the Sand Hills area. Well, it's going to be another nice day for us to take advantage of it. We've got moisture moving in tomorrow. But look for today to officially be partly cloudy, sunny with a high of 89. Tonight, still a slight chance of a shower working in there. Not a big one. Look for a low of 70. Tomorrow, we'll bump it to a 40% chance of afternoon to evening thunderstorms. High of 88 Friday, 70% chance of the wet stuff, 85 for a high. Saturday, as we begin our weekend, 50-50 shot of afternoon and evening thunderstorms, 83 for a high. And then all the moisture has then passed through, and we'll go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday without any precipitation, just 86 on Sunday, 90 on Monday, 93 on Tuesday. Plus the dew points will be up some. Right now around the Sand Hills, winds are calm. Pressure is 3011, dew point 64. That's well within reason. When it gets up to about 67, 68, it starts getting pretty sticky. And anything above 70, ugh. But humidity 94%. We have sunny skies, 66 degrees currently here at Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB.
Working 9 to 5,
the one and only Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, from the movie by the same name. All right, 8:34 straight up on this Wednesday hump day. Glad you made us a part of your day and hope that we do not disappoint. All right, finishing out a couple of things. At Bishop Kelly High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, this is good, wholesome news here, so all of you who like to sit on the edge might not like it. Anyway, freshmen are welcome with a awkward initiation ritual that the parents seem to love. On the first day of school, seniors crowd around the parking lot and make new students. First of all, they can't get out of the car. They make sure they can't get out of the car until they give their mom or dad or grandparent a goodbye kiss before heading inside, whether it be lips, cheek, or forehead.
Well, seems
reasonable.
Depending
on the ritual at your home.
Seems nice.
Here are students, administrators, and parents talking about, well, this new tradition here.
We hold the car door, preventing it from opening. It's like initiation, like we all did it.
Your heart starts thumping out of your chest.
I'm not a very huggy person.
I wouldn't have wanted to kiss my mom as a freshman. And you know who the happiest people are in this whole thing? The mothers. This is a big moment for them, especially if it's their first child or their last child.
So emotional. I was crying yesterday and all morning, and she asked me not to cry during the drop-off. So I think I did okay.
The moment you drive off after dropping them to school is when it hits you.
Yes.
He gave me that kiss, and I saw him leave, and that meant I have to let go.
Yeah, you notice how they dumped on neglected middle kids, because they said first kids, or maybe it's your first kid or your last kid. What about us neglected middle kid people? you can get out of the car. You ain't got to kiss her.
Wow. I didn't think about that, I guess.
How about if it's the next door neighbor babe, huh?
Well, hey now. Well, the reason the parents are weeping is because they know their children are about to be thrust into a four-year indoctrination vortex.
Yeah, they wonder what happened to that pooping machine that they raised from birth.
And they'll come out of that thing damaged for life in some cases, or just dumber than rocks.
Yeah. Hi, well, Jelly Roll yesterday paid a tribute to Dolly Parton, which I thought was pretty good. Did it last night while guest hosting a deranged man, but here it is.
I do want to mention the big story on everyone's heart and mind. We lost a legend today, the great Dolly Parton. She was such an inspiration to so many, myself included. We're both from Tennessee, and she meant a lot to my family, y'all. We used to sit around the kitchen table and listen to her music together as a family. I'll never forget it. I learned so much for Dolly over the years about songwriting, how to handle this crazy business, and how to support your community. So I want to send my love to East Tennessee and Sevier County right now and representing her. We love you, Dolly, and we miss you. She was infinitely talented. She was relentlessly funny and adored by all. She might be the last American that everyone liked. We will miss her dearly. Rest in peace, Dolly. We will always love you.
Yes. Then he went and tattooed her 9 to 5 words on his face.
Well, I mean, it was the very nicely said, I thought.
Since it's National Toilet Paper Day, our stand-up comic tribute goes to Mike Bobbitt, a comedian. On the surprise he got after getting married.
This is the weird thing about getting married. Before I got married to my wife, I lived with my best friend for like 2 years. We had a 2-bathroom apartment. In 2 years, we went through 2 rolls of toilet paper. My wife makes me buy 12 packs from Target weekly. Like, I have no idea what she's doing. I think she's just putting one end of the roll in the bowl and flushing to see how many sheets go down. Like, ten, new record. Or I'm going to kick in the door and catch her doing origami with the little squares or something. On the sink, there's going to be a TP topiary. She's like, look, I made a giraffe. Looks like crap. I'll get a clean sheet.
All right.
Okay. Well, it's quite an uplifting day between National Dog Day and National Toilet Paper Day. There seems to be an emphasis on bodily functions, shall we say.
Well, Dolly knew she wanted to stand out even at a young age. It all started with a woman Dolly admired that her mama basically called a skank. Hmm. Here is a throwback clip featuring Dolly talking about how she got her look.
The most beautiful girl, woman I had ever seen in my life. We didn't go to town that much, but when I would go to see her because she had these long red fingernails. She wore bright lipstick. She had peroxide blonde hair, wore tight clothes, short. And I thought she was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. And my mother said, oh, she's just trash. She's just a tramp. And I thought, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, and she also said the woman then pulled out a stick, started beating on Dolly, and left two great big lumps behind that never went away.
Oh. Okay, well, hide the children.
A little climax to the story you didn't know about there.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on, shall we? Where's my notes? Go to, there they are. Some things we need to know today so we do not sound stupid.
Like a Democrat.
Well, before we do that, let me check one other thing. Asked AI what kind of cancer Dolly had, and it basically said nobody knew. It was just cancer. And I said, well, what's it rumored to have? And they said, possibly esophageal or stomach cancer.
Well, you know, it's AI, so it's probably...
But, yeah. So put what I told you
right.
Where it came from, so you can put your own stock into it.
Yeah.
Let's see. No. Mm-hmm. All right, we can definitely do this one then. I am... pretty sure don't want that. I won't. Here we go. Come on, play. Play.
And now it's time for...
Ah!
Random facts.
1, 2, 3,
ah! All right, a random fact for today, maybe even a spare. Blockbuster made $800 million in late fees in the year 2000, according to the accounting, for 16% of its revenue. Meanwhile, Netflix was emerging as an alternative. Why not just pay one monthly price and keep multiple DVDs with zero late fees? Sometimes it's not hard to understand why companies lose their mojo. Religious websites are 3 times more likely to spread computer viruses than porn sites.
Religious what?
Websites. I find that strange.
I'd like to understand the logic there. But.
I understand the porn sites because if you get a virus off a porn site, you're too embarrassed to admit to it.
Well, I can't comment on that, having no familiarity with porn sites whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Research shows mosquitoes are most attracted to the color red, not because of blood, but mostly because it's often dark. Mosquitoes typically avoid lighter colors. However, they're even more attracted to carbon dioxide we breathe out. The word with the most meanings in English is set, S-E-T, with 430 meanings listed in the Oxford English Dictionary. The word has the longest entry in the dictionary at 60,000 words and 326,000 characters.
Hmm.
And 70% of the world's macadamia nuts can be traced back to a single Australian tree.
Hmm.
And just remember, macadamia nuts are poisonous to dogs.
Mm.
So keep your dog away from it.
I'll have to remind my dog about that the next time.
And I'm talking serious poison.
He acts up, which is every day.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Does that include, these women who protest on the side of the road at No Kings rallies? Should I toss them some macadamia nuts?
Probably so.
Okay, thanks for the inspiration.
Or just an ugly date. Here, have some macadamia nuts. All righty. Things we need to know today so we don't sound stupid. If you thought you'd been hot this summer, the fish are even hotter as the world's ocean temperatures reach 21.1 degrees Celsius. Now, that's 70 degrees Fahrenheit. What you do is you double it, add 30, and you're within a degree or two.
Gosh.
So that'd be 44.2. At 30, that'd be 72, wouldn't it? So you're within two.
There you go. I thought Obama had cooled the oceans, but I guess I was wrong.
Anyway, they say that's the hottest temperature ever recorded. Remember, there are three big influences on temperature. Not only do you have, well, more than that, not only do you have the Earth axis at 23 point something degrees pointing toward the sun, but it wobbles. The Earth wobbles in its orbit around the sun, and it bobs. It bobs up and down, all that affecting temperature. And it takes 10,000 years to go through a complete cycle of all that to record. So that's how you get your ice age and your hot age, whatever you want to call it, worked in there. And we're about 10,000 years away from the next ice age.
Okay, well.
Because we came out of one, and now we got to go back around.
Well, you were saying earlier that we were listening to a meteorologist.
It must have been brilliant then.
Well, we were listening to a meteorologist who was saying the warmest streak of 90-degree days in the Raleigh area was recorded in 2011.
Yeah.
So much for the... the climate change narrative, I mean,
yeah.
And that's true all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to have variables. Anyone care to explain why the U.S. military jet mysteriously landed in Moscow before a motorcade sped through the city while the Kremlin denies knowledge of it?
Is that a fact?
Yes. A new study shows that around one in every four NFL players get a brain disease. Well, one thing you find out once you hit that football field in the NFL, these guys hurt when they hit. If you're not in shape out there, you're going to get hurt. Best stay off the field unless you know how to nosedive. And a quarterback has it the toughest because he's having to look at receivers, short, long receivers, the whole gambit of things he's got to consider before doing something with the ball. Everything from tucking it to throwing a Hail Mary.
Yes, while large, sweaty men attempt to devour him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess some of them don't really have very large brains, so they probably have less severe injuries.
I'm watching a series on Netflix. It's called Navy SEAL. And it turns out that we have about 2,500 SEALs, true SEALs. And they're broken into seven categories. And we're constantly running ops all the time. It's not just the one op here and there, like the lone survivor or Bin Laden, or, you know, they may have. When the night Bin Laden was raided, there were seven other ops doing the same thing somewhere else as a distraction. So that if a government like Pakistan picked up on the one op that was going after Bin Laden, there were six others going on, and you maybe didn't know which one had Bin Laden. If it was Bin Laden. Anyway, there are always ops going on 24/7, 365. And these guys, I tell you what, it's no wonder the Bud course is so difficult. I mean, they'll be out there and they get their foot half blown off, and they're still fighting. And they'll crawl some more and fight some more. Yeah, they lose some from time to time, but these are the men among men. They're almost as tough as me, but.
Well, yeah, and we have right now more men and women signing up to serve in our military, and the strength of our military has never been greater.
The Cleveland Browns have named Deshaun Watson as their starting quarterback this season, with Shredder Sanders sitting on the bench.
His name is Shredder?
I think that's right.
Shadur, I thought.
Is it Shadur?
Well, Shredder sounds more...
My bad. I don't understand the... I guess the...
Yeah, well, I don't know where that name...
How do I say this without sounding racist? The ghetto spelling.
Well, I don't know even where that would be derived from, but because his daddy's name is...
I'm saying, I don't know.
Is, what's his daddy's name?
I have no
idea. Prime Time. Dion, yeah.
Dion Sanders.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his...
All right, well, I learned something. Another new study shows that drinking just one fizzy drink a day could increase your risk of stomach cancer by more than double. However, drinking sugar-free beverages doesn't carry the same risk. Rudy Giuliani announced he is suing Tucker Carlson, claiming in a rant that Tucker defamed him during a recent interview with Hunter Biden.
You know, it boggles the mind what has gone wrong with Tucker Carlson. He has just gone completely off the rails.
Well, he's out there because he wants somebody to say, oh, Tucker, you need to run. Let's build up momentum for Tucker. Let's hire a guy who loves filming himself getting off with a hooker in his hotel room while smoking a crack pipe.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you would assign any legitimacy to Hunter Biden.
I don't know why you give him any airtime.
I mean, you know, Tucker's M.O. is that he does interview controversial people. First and foremost, his sit-downs with Vlad the Impaler Putin.
Well, he's sitting there all pumped up high from meth and cocaine. Because you can hear his burnt nasal sound. That's the sound that if you know what you're listening for, you can tell they're on the stuff. They're on the juice.
Did you watch the interview?
Hell no.
With Hunter? Oh, okay. No, I used to really enjoy some of Tucker's in-depth interviews with interesting people, even controversial people.
I'm going to give him 10 seconds of my time for it.
But now he seems to have lost his way, as we say.
Californians are seeing swarms of dragonflies flitting around parks, chasing mosquitoes in ponds, and hunting flies on farms, something experts say was likely fueled by an unusually warm spring rain. Yes, the pumpkin spice latte has returned to Starbucks this week for its 23rd season, but there's also a new kid on the block, the iced shader, which his coffee company said will feature chai mixed with, is that right?
Chai.
Chai mixed with strawberry. Hey, it's got too many weird words in here. Screw that one.
Yeah, well,
slumming catcher Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners had 3 home runs in one game the other night, first time ever for him, and first time any Mariner did it at that T-Mobile Park. They put this sign up on the big screen. Cal hit 3 home runs, so we are out of fireworks. Not sorry for the inconvenience. Paramount Pictures is developing a sequel to the 2003 romantic comedy How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Kate Hudson as the producer. Over the years, Farm Aid has raised over $90 million to help American farmers The next one will be September 26th at Veterans Home United Loans Amphitheater in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and will be broadcast this year on CNN, the Clinton News Network.
The Commie News Network.
Farm Aid board member Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Dave Matthews, Margo Price, and Nathaniel Ratliff are all set to perform this year.
Wow. It's quite a geriatric lineup.
If you are hoping for a season 4 of The Mandalorian on Disney, sorry to report it's probably not going to happen due to how poorly that Mandalorian and Grogu movie did in theaters, probably since the movie was not near as good as the series. After a 60-year run, the Hollies have announced they're done. They've had it. They're not touring. With immense gratitude to fans, they say it's just time.
Well, I would have said that about 40 years ago, but...
Well, as long as there's enough cha-ching, you show up. Hulu has canceled Mindy Kaling, not suitable for work after only one season. And just in time for football season, the price of an ESPN unlimited subscription will increase to $32 per month starting September 17th. Yeah, they put enough of the better events on there. They can get the price, I guess.
Well, they just had a massive layoff.
You know, ESPN is extremely inflationary because all the sponsors that have to pay to be on there seem like when you pay for a channel, it should be against the law to run commercials. Anyway, sponsors have to pay for it, and then you have to pay on top of that.
Or you can just not watch ESPN.
Well, the other thing is they keep chopping the tail off a little piece at a time. I mean, you pay for ESPN on, say, YouTube, which I do. But if you want this on ESPN, it's more money. If you want this too, it's more money. And all that's got to get paid for, and guess who's paying for it? Today's a possible question. I'll have to make this a lot easier. How many households in the U.S. have at least one cat?
Gosh. I shudder to think that the number. How many households in the U.S.? I don't know.
Well, of all the households, how many million households have at least one cat?
30 million.
It's not a bad guess. 43 million. From our Did You Know category, a study found that when people include conspiracy theories in their online dating profiles, others tend to swipe away and lose interest. And what percentage of people have flashlights, but less than half of these actually work?
Oh, probably a vast majority, probably about 60%.
75. Mm-hmm. And how many workers polled said that they wish their workplace would upgrade the coffee? Well, pull your pocketbook out and upgrade it all you want, dude. But how many said they wish that it would that your employer pay for it?
Well, I won't comment on the coffee served here at the station.
Isn't it delicious?
Well, sure.
It is.
If you've been...
The answer is half of workers.
Ah, I see. Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up.
All righty. So it goes for this Wednesday. Have yourself a great, safe day. We'll see you back bright and early tomorrow, 7 to 9, for a thumping Thursday. Until then, wow, Thursday already. Until then, be sure to support the advertisers you hear on WEEB because they're the core of our economic life here in Moore County. When you give them first crack at your spending dollars, your money stays here. It rolls over. It creates jobs for all of us. And if you want to put customers in your front door, Talk radio is the best form of advertising there is, second to none. Right now, 63% of all radios that are listening to commercial broadcast stations right now are tuned to talk radio. 35% are tuned to music radio. You do the math. We produce the people in your door. All right, that's it for me, leader man, Nick Colt, Honey the Dogs. We'll all see you at the dog park.
Well, bye.
When I come back,